My question is, I have a friend who's an atheist, uh-huh. and we've gone round and round about abortion and the topic from conception to birth and all that. But what really bottles my mind is she still thinks it's okay, you know, like up to the 40th week, you know, and just the full-term abortion. I'm just wondering an argument that's good enough,
mm-hmm.
You know, or even to get into that mindset of, I just don't understand how you know, and she's a mother, you know, yeah. how you know that that's a child and how to defend that's, you know, what makes the difference between seconds of being in the mother to outside and even,
right.
you know, the specific act itself, how they do it, like a head's in and they can still... you know, just because the head is in, it's still okay to,
why,
you know,
have you,
the body.
Yeah,
so.
have you asked her what her thoughts are on infanticide or if she thinks that that's wrong and why it's wrong?
Yeah, no, I haven't done that.
I would start there because, honestly, if you believe in abortion up until the moment, the, you know, minutes of birth, and birth as a process, there really is no consistent way to not defend infanticide as well. There's no significant difference with the child, and they can easily be born, they can be removed from the womb without killing them. So someone would have to go to extra effort just to end their life at the 40th week. So I think you should ask them why they would be, what their thoughts are on infanticide, and if they're opposed to infanticide, why. And if their stipulation is just, well, when the baby is in the mother's womb, the baby kind of has full and total control over that child. And I talk about this argument in my book. You know, as long as it's her body, she can do whatever she wants. She can remove the child piece by piece, even at the 40th week. I would ask, well, why? And she'll probably say, well, because a woman owns her body. It's her body. She can do what she wants, bar none. And in my book, I raise several points against this. One would be, why in the world should I believe a person can perform an action, whatever they want to, with their own body? I can't mm-hmm. think of any other right we have where I am allowed to act in an unlimited way. The only unlimited right I can think of is we have an unlimited right to believe whatever we want. But all of our rights of action, like let's say speech, you don't have an unlimited right to speech. You can't falsely yell fire in a crowded building. So what makes you think that our bodies, they're not unlimited. We can do whatever we want. You can't take illicit drugs.
You can't sell your body.
You can't sell body parts. You can't urinate in public. You can't engage in prostitution and the vast, nearly all of the United States, except for Clark County, Nevada. But hopefully we can end that there. So I would say, why do you think we have an unlimited right to do whatever we want with our bodies? And the second, I would say, isn't this really familiar? You're saying that because you own your body, that means you own whatever human being is there. And, I mean, Mary, what is it called when we own another human being? What is the term for that?
Yeah, slavery.
Right. It's not really different. I'm sorry, but it isn't. You're saying you
yeah.
own this human being. You can treat them however you want. And people say, how dare you compare that to slavery? Well, look, I'm going to say at the 40th week of pregnancy, when a child has a developed nervous system and it's going to be excruciatingly painful. So, Patrick, I said about fetal pain, it doesn't apply to, you know, 99% of abortions. It definitely applies in this case. What would be excruciating for this child, that this person is just simply numb to what that would be. It does mm-hmm. boggle the mind a bit. I would say, you know, would you believe in the 19th century there was a Supreme Court case or a district court case in North Carolina where a man, he owned the court said that a man could beat his wife in the privacy of his own home because he owns his home and any person who lives there. But that's ludicrous. But it's really not any different than saying that a woman can treat her unborn child any way she likes because she owns the body where the child resides. So, and you'll find more of these arguments in my book, Mary. So hopefully that'll be helpful for you.
Thanks, Mary.